The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material. This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Forget you're fired. A record number of Americans are saying, I quit.
It's a big hot mess, and policies have consequences. People are now feeling Biden economics at the gas pump and in the grocery cart.
You'd think the Biden administration would be working to make it better, but they're doing the opposite. No government in the history of the world has ever spent more money than Joe Biden is spending right now. That is a fact.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Boy, this is going well under President Biden, isn't it? Aren't you glad there are no more mean tweets and that we don't have an angry New York Times editorial board anymore? Aren't you glad that Katie Couric got her wish? Katie Couric was revealed. She revealed in her. I got to get this book. I mean, her book evidently trashes a bunch of her colleagues, but she also admits that she was protecting RBG from herself. Katie Couric did a sit-down for Yahoo News and interviewed the late Supreme Court Justice and beloved, iconic justice. People have Ruth Bader Ginsburg t-shirts and, you know, she's the boss. What'd they call her? What was her nickname? Notorious RBG. Well, she had a pretty strong belief about people who disrespected the national anthem by kneeling. She had a message for Colin Kaepernick. And the message was pretty strong. The message was, it's disrespectful, it's pretty shameful, and you ought to appreciate the country you're in. And you're not showing a level of appreciation when you disrespect the national anthem by getting on a knee. Hey, lefties, that was RBG. However, Katie Couric edited that out of the interview because, well, she's elderly. She maybe didn't understand the question. No, it didn't fit the narrative. So Katie Couric, journalist, decided to edit it out. In her memoir, Going There, Couric writes how she edited out the part where Ginsburg said that those who kneel during the Star Spangled Banner are showing contempt for a government that has made it possible for their parents and grandparents to live a decent life. I mean, a powerful, powerful quote. And what she left out, I mean, it was even more inflammatory. Ginsburg went on to say that those kinds of protests show a contempt for a government that has made it possible for their parents and grandparents to live a decent life, which they probably could not have lived in the places they came from. As they became older, they realized that this was youthful folly, and that's why education is important. Now, that's a profound message. And do you understand the weight those words would have carried for a bunch of impressionable lefties? Do you realize how meaningful that would be for people who admired Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Katie Couric didn't want you to hear it. Just like YouTube doesn't want you to hear when I share things like, oh, a lot of people aren't convinced that there weren't problems with the 2020 election. Ah, election misinformation! censored down. Bunny will send John Butler a note. Election misinformation. Gallagher's suspended. Something really ugly is happening right in front of us. We're witnessing a media, and imagine Katie Couric writing about it in her book. You'd think she'd keep that quiet. I mean, I know she probably isn't a brain surgeon, but how dumb must you be? Put it in your memoir. Look what I did. Look at me. I proudly edited out Ruth Bader Ginsburg condemning the Colin Kaepernicks of the world, saying you're disrespectful and you have a contempt for a government that made it possible for their parents and their grandparents to have a decent life. You're living in a country that pays you millions of dollars to run with a stupid football while people are out here scrubbing toilets and driving trucks and delivering groceries and trying to feed their families. And you're going to kneel and disrespect the Star-Spangled Banner? Well, even RBG evidently thought that was disgraceful. But you didn't know that. And the dummies who support the shameful Colin Kaepernicks of the world and all these athletes who have disrespected the national anthem, none of them knew that RBG said it because Katie Couric edited it out. She edited it out. She left it on the cutting room floor. I don't care about Katie Couric. I don't know anything. She was the perky host of the Today. I don't give a rat's rear end about Katie Couric. I stood behind her in an airport at an airport ticket counter once when I was off to London to cover the funeral of Princess Di. And all I remember is Katie Couric browbeating the ticket agent because they couldn't get her assistant up with her in first class. True story. That's Katie Couric. You know? And so be it. That's my personal. That's the only encounter I've ever had with Katie Couric. And she was rude and she was condescending. She's everything you think she is in real life. At least she was that moment at the airline. I think it was American Airlines ticket counter. When we were all rushing over to London to cover I did the radio show from there. And there was Katie Couric browbeating a ticket agent and literally said, and I talked about this on the air years ago. Do you know who I am? I mean, if you have such a lack of self-awareness that you would ever say the words, do you know who I am, out loud because you're the perky Today Show host or whatever you are, then you sure aren't going to have enough intelligence to at least keep it quiet that you edited out a very important message from a beloved, revered Supreme Court justice. A message that might have changed hearts and minds had it been aired. A lot of people who stupidly and blindly support Colin Kaepernick and the shameful, disrespectful protest of the national anthem, they might have learned something from the notorious RBG. But Katie Couric decided, in her infinite wisdom, nobody was going to hear that. And then she revealed it in her memoir. Boy, what a Rhodes Scholar. 1-800, don't you know who I am? 1-800-655-MIKE. Let's go, Brandon. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. I don't know why. I'm just going to say that like I've got Tourette syndrome. We should just say that in the middle of conversations. When you call me today to talk about Katie Couric, to talk about soaring gas prices, to talk about the vaccine mandates, to talk about the boosters, to talk about Joe Rogan interviewing Sanjay Gupta, which I'm about to play for you, maybe you too will just inject a let's go Brandon in the middle of our conversation, because it kind of reflects the anger, the frustration, the tension we're all feeling right now in Biden's America. 1-800-655-6453. We have an open line. Hope you join us. Got a lot to get to. I want you to hear this interview from podcaster Joe Rogan interviewing Sanjay Gupta. And you know, the left always loved Joe Rogan until he admitted he was taking ivermectin after he got COVID and recovered beautifully. He's doing great, continuing his podcast. And now they want to take his head off because he dared say he took ivermectin. We'll dive into that and a whole lot more. Wrecked him, damn near killed him. Let's go, Brandon. I'm just going to do all these. I'm just going to do not. Somebody answer the phone. Joe Biden. Ah, sorry. How are you? Where am I? What time is it? 800-655-MIKE. Welcome in.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com. Hang on to me, girl. Song keeps running.
Play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Yeah, regarding the Katie Couric comment, when you heard her say, "Do you know who I am?" you should have responded from back of the line. Guess what? I'm standing behind Katie Couric, and she doesn't know who she is. Let's go, Brandon.
Somebody said there's a theme song on YouTube. The gang, they're trying to track it down, by Loza Alexander on YouTube. There's the Let's Go, Brandon theme song. I also got a text message on the MyPillow text line. This is Brandon in Blue Ridge. It's nice to hear Let's Go, Brandon. Keeps me motivated throughout the day. And I don't want to always have to explain why people are saying Let's Go, Brandon. If you have to explain it, it misses the point. It's better just to kind of all be in on it. You know what I mean? So if you're either in on it or you're not, you could look it up if you don't understand it. But this is worthy of a Let's Go, Brandon response. Here's Biden yesterday. I mean, there's a supply chain nightmare in America. And the cargo ships are all stacked up. We're not going to have Christmas. We're not going to have presents. You want to order a car, it takes 6 months. Biden says it's truck drivers' fault. Biden says it's the private sector's fault. You see, says Grandpa Joe, you deplorable truckers, you got to step up.
This is across-the-board commitment to going to 24/7. This is a big first step in speeding up the movement of materials and goods through our supply chain. But now we need the rest of the private sector chain to step up as well. This is not called a supply chain for nothing. This means that terminal operators, railways, trucking companies, shippers, and other retailers as well. Strengthening our supply chain will continue to be my team's focus. If federal support is needed, I will direct all appropriate action. And if the private sector doesn't step up, we're going to call them out and ask them to act.
You don't step up, truck drivers, we're calling you out. Hey, you don't step up, delivery drivers, we're going to call you out. Because that's what we do here at Team Biden. We call out the unvaccinated. You're a bunch of morons. The degenerates. We call you out, truck drivers? They're not working hard enough? My gosh. Bob's in Detroit. Bob, welcome. How are you?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I thought that basically Brandon and his sister, the Border Czar, ought to take a look at stepping up a little bit. He probably thinks a 24-hour day is from 8 to 4, and she's been down on the border a whole total number of zero times. You know, it'd be nice if she'd take and step up and do her job and
Biden's never been to the border in his life. Isn't that something? Yeah. He's never been, apparently, to the border.
Yeah. Let's go, Brandon.
All right. There you go, Bob. Thank you. Mick, in my birthplace of Dayton, Ohio. Hey, Mick, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good, Mick.
Thanks for letting me call in.
You bet. How are you, sir?
I'm great, man. Look, I'm a disabled veteran and a retired federal police officer.
Yes, sir.
And all I gotta say is, one, not getting vaccinated, no way. And two, we're at a civil war right now, not like we were with weapons back in the old days, but with words, with
ideas,
with rules,
policies, mandates. It's a battle. You're right, Mick. God bless you, and thanks for your service. You got to hear Joe Rogan interviewing Sanjay Gupta. Wow. You talk about squirming. That's all coming up. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
America is imperfect, but it's the best imperfect in the world. And you feel sometimes like, oh my God, are we on the verge of losing it? We're all watching only the news that we believe in, so we're only reinforcing our own thoughts. We're not sharing the same facts. How do you run a democracy if you say this pen is blue and I say it's black? If we can't agree that this is black, you can't have a democracy. I'm hoping that America is stronger than that.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Yeah, we can't agree on facts because we got a White House press secretary who claims that gas prices aren't rising everywhere where we see gas prices going up all over the country. I hear it every day. Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. Welcome home. Fellowship Home Loans. But yeah, here's Circle Back. One of the reporters asked about the rising gas prices everywhere. Check out this doozy of a response.
For a range of issues, and we should talk about those, the American people are, of course, impacted by rising prices of gas in some parts of the country, not all.
Oh, not all. In some parts. It's just in some parts, not everywhere. Not everywhere. We certainly can't agree on the safety of COVID and vaccines and all of this. I mean, again, Joe Rogan, the popular podcaster, got COVID a few weeks ago and announced he was taking ivermectin for it, and the left went nuts. Joey Hudson from South Carolina sent me an article from BuzzFeed last night about how ivermectin can give you side effects. And then you go into the article, it has nothing to do with doctor-prescribed ivermectin like I take regularly every week. It has to do with the veterinary ivermectin that is used to deworm horses. And people are off going off to the vet, buying ivermectin. And getting some people, I guess, are getting sick from it. Or they're taking too much and they're overdosing. But the article didn't match the headline at all. It was so deceptive. They're handing out ivermectin in India like TikToks. And there have been studies that show the effectiveness of ivermectin. If I want to take ivermectin, who the heck are you to tell me not to take ivermectin? Like that dummy pharmacist who called me and said, you're not going to get ivermectin from this pharmacy, even though your doctor prescribed it and inadvertently called the wrong pharmacy, and we're not going to let it happen. So Joe Rogan's an interesting guy. I mean, very popular. And he interviewed CNN's Sanjay Gupta. He's CNN, right, Derek? Okay, so Sanjay Gupta sat down for a one-on-one with Joe Rogan, and I think Dr. Gupta got more than he bargained for.
Don't you think that even with a breakthrough infection, untreated, you're probably more vulnerable than the average child who is not vaccinated who gets COVID? Like people have died who are double vaccinated. In fact, there was a guy who just won an Emmy.
I saw that.
Yeah, the odds of that happening to a healthy child are very, very low.
Very low.
But that guy is probably your age. How old are you?
I'm 51.
Yeah, he's about your age. Theoretically, you would be more vulnerable than a young child would be. You vaccinated would be more vulnerable of a breakthrough infection than a young child would be, statistically speaking, right? But you're not worried about catching it.
They're both rare.
But you're not worried about catching it. You're not worried about catching it because you've been vaccinated and you think it imparts a certain amount of protection. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying to you is I think that not worry is the same feeling that a lot of people have about their children. They're not worried about their healthy children catching it for the same reason you're not worried about catching it being vaccinated. That if treated correctly, they think that the child probably has a better chance even than you do because you're 51 years old.
They're both
seems reasonable, right?
Well, I think it's – I don't I know the story about this 53-year-old
guy. But you see
guy.
What I'm saying? Like, with your attitude that you're not worried about catching it because you've been vaccinated and you're a healthy guy. That is the exact same feeling that people have about vaccinating their children. If they have healthy children and they know that statistically speaking, there's so few children that have died from COVID.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, there are. It's like I think 500 or so children
out of
have died
millions
from,
and millions and millions of kids
that probably have been exposed.
Yeah,
and but you know, it's again, part of it is not defining this in terms of life and death.
Understand my point?
Well, are you suggesting I get boosted?
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is your attitude about not being concerned because you have antibodies and you think you would get through it even if you had a breakthrough infection. That is the exact same attitude that a lot of young people have where they don't want to get a shot because they're worried about the consequences, even though they're incredibly small.
Consequences of the vaccine.
Incredibly small.
I mean, Rogan ran circles around it. I could play the whole thing. It's embarrassing. And what Joe Rogan did was expose the incredible absurdity that these people, the smart kids, demonstrate regularly, how they shift their views. They'll morph into whatever it takes to boil down to the right narrative. So Gupta is sitting there trying to insist to Joe Rogan that since the vaccines are highly effective, I'm not worried. I just heard about an event where somebody I know was with a whole bunch of people, a room full of people. And I have to admit, I've been nervous about interacting with hundreds of people at a time, which is normally a part of my job. I have somebody I know in my life, I'm not going to mention them. I was told they interacted, meaning shook hands, with hundreds of people this week, which shocked me. But then I realized this is a person who has the confidence, I guess, in the vaccine. He's been vaccinated, and I guess he isn't worried about it. And maybe I shouldn't be. I'm vaccinated, right? Except I keep hearing about all the vaccinated cases of COVID. And I'm not afraid of COVID. I just don't want to go through the hassle of quarantining and being sick. I know a lot of people who have been vaccinated who've got COVID. They didn't go to the hospital, but they hated it. They were sick. And you got to stay home. You got to, you know, hunker down in your bunker for 10 days. And then you got to get a positive or negative test before you can go back to work. I don't want to go through any of that. I'd like to not get it. Call me crazy. I'd like to not get COVID. But there's Sanjay Gupta confronted with the unmistakable hypocrisy. Because he's trying to say that the vaccine is highly effective, so I'm not worried if I get it. And then Rogan points out that children are even more statistically safe from COVID than vaccinated adults. I mean, that complete nonsense. Should I get a booster shot? Gupta's panicked. And now the fallout is coming in. CNN chief medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta, according to Fox News, sought to explain the reasoning behind his appearance on Rogan's podcast, saying he felt he needed to go into the lion's den to communicate. Why is Joe Rogan the lion's den? He's just asking simple questions. He wanted to know why he was vilified for admitting that he took ivermectin. And that how he wanted to know why people at CNN were lying about him, saying he was taking horse dewormer. If you get an ivermectin prescription from your doctor, and believe me, I think it's a very good idea for me, because I believe in science and I believe in studies that I've read, and my doctor and I agree that a weekly prescription of ivermectin is in order for me. It ain't a horse dewormer. It's a human prescription that has been worldwide effective in a lot of things. Designed to be an anti-parasitic drug. But there are studies that show it's effective in not only preventing COVID, but treating it if you get it. And Rogan wanted to know, why are they lying about me? That's all. He asked a simple question. And so Gupta evidently faced, according to Fox News, intense criticism from even appearing on the show. You're not even allowed to talk to a guy like Joe Rogan. It's unreal. It's like the Bloomberg interview I saw. Mark Davis was talking about this morning in Dallas. A Bloomberg reporter was browbeating some, I don't know, hedge fund person or somebody for having a fundraiser to benefit Governor Ron DeSantis. How can you fundraise for such a divisive governor? Are you kidding? Yeah, because Gavin Newsom ain't divisive, right, honey? Just DeSantis. It doesn't fit their narrative. Incidentally, yesterday at the doctor's office, and you can call me about this. We can talk about boosters. We can talk. There's new news about the booster. Apparently, studies are out showing that if you mix and match the boosters, that's pretty effective and boosts your immunity. Gives you more antibodies if you mix and match. If you had the Johnson & Johnson, a study suggests you may be helped by a Moderna booster shot. Tomorrow, the FDA is supposed to decide what to do about Johnson & Johnson boosters. My doctor is ready to give me a booster shot. I'm going to probably take the booster shot. You may not want to take a booster. That's up to you. We shouldn't be going to each other for medical advice. Go to your doctor for medical advice. But this is an interesting study that is out. We ought to dive into it. Let's talk about it. 1-800-655-MIKE. And what's your reaction to that, well, pounding that Sanjay Gupta got at the microphone of Joe Rogan, who pointed out this masking up our kids and this obsession with pretending that kids are so vulnerable to becoming sick and dying of COVID is absurd. And we got to stop the absurdity. It's okay to stand up, and I don't give a rat's rear end if YouTube says that me asking questions is COVID misinformation. This is not misinformation. Joe Rogan is not a COVID misinformation minister. He's a smart, articulate, kind of a ordinary guy with a successful podcast who has a bunch of smart conversations. And Sanjay Gupta got taken to the woodshed. And frankly, it was pretty glorious. 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. Hope you join us.
Support law enforcement? We do too. Gallagher'sHeroes.org.
I want to share with you that I've done something that I can pretty well promise you that almost nobody else in my audience has done. I've sat across the table with the guy who formulated the process behind Balance of Nature, Dr. Douglas Howard, an incredible guy. He's a doctor, a professor, a scientist. He's one of the most brilliant health experts I've ever met. And I know him. When he described to me his 20-year journey that resulted in one of the most powerful supplements on the market today, I knew I had to start taking it. You probably never have the privilege of meeting Dr. Howard in person, perhaps, but you can make the same decision I made. Get those 10 daily servings from 31 different fruits and veggies, all derived from Dr. Howard's proprietary process. Believe me when I say Balance of Nature is the real deal. All new preferred customers of Balance of Nature will get an additional 35% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. Use the promo code MikeG. Get started. Call 800-246-8751. Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com, promo code MikeG.
Gallagher.
I wonder if there will be booster resistance. I have a bunch of friends who say they've gotten the vaccine and now they don't want to get the booster. I'm like, well, why would you get the vaccine and not the booster? I think we're getting so pounded away at and so beaten down by mandates that maybe there is. I heard a spot on the radio the other day, COVID is spiking everywhere. No, it's not. Obviously, that's an old commercial. COVID is declining everywhere. I saw, in Axios, like three states are showing increases. It's down dramatically in places like South Carolina. But are we going to watch this thing obsessively when as it goes up, when it goes down? Greg Gutfeld asked a pretty profound question yesterday on Fox News. Is this going to be with us forever?
I mean, this is some pretty chilling stuff, right? It's kind of, it's weird, but but I've been thinking about this because we've been talking about this forever. We may be dealing with this forever. What if COVID becomes this everyday variable, like traffic and weather? You know, so you get up in the morning, you check your traffic, you check the weather updates, the forecast, the smog forecast, and the COVID cases. There's a slight, like you could actually do it like weather. There's a slight bump in COVID over here in the Southeast. You know, it's like, so if it becomes like a mundane, maybe that's the solution, is that it becomes a mundane variable in our life. So we dial down all this moral judgment and this theater, and we pull back on the thirst for, I don't know, power. Because if we're dealing with this every day, we can't be politicizing it every single day and judging people because they're skeptical.
He's right. We'll have to ramp down the hysteria. And I think he might be onto something. This is something where we're going to wear masks forever. Are we going to continually hyperventilate over whether kids can go to school or not? Are we going to be firing anybody who doesn't get a vaccine? Remember, the boosters are coming. You going to get one? You going to get a booster? Did you get a vaccine, but you won't get the booster? How's this going to work? Are they going to be monitoring us for our booster status? 1-800-655-MIKE. I'd like to get your take on it. 800-655-6453. John's in Brady, Texas. Hey, John, welcome aboard. How are you? John, you there? All right, one open line, 800-655-6453. Do you have booster resistance? You think I'm making a mistake to be inclined to get the booster? Steve's in Philadelphia. Hey, Steven, welcome aboard. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Mike?
Good, thanks. Appreciate your call.
Yeah, I am. I would say stay away from the booster.
Why?
I agree with Michael Yaden, formerly of Pfizer, the VP, who discussed it. First off, the variants. There are no variants. Our immune system looks at...
What's the Delta variant? What do you mean there are no variants?
But our immune system looks at that and sees no variant. It would just as my immune system, having had COVID, would be able to attack COVID.
Did you have COVID?
It would recognize the variant.
Did you get COVID?
The variant is only 3 tenths.
You got talking points. You're a seminar caller. I'd stop with the seminar callers, you know, and the statistics, and you're trying to make a point. And Stephen, fine, don't get a booster. I want to talk to normal. I want to have a normal conversation. Gary's in Detroit. Hi, Gary.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, Mike, that I don't think the vaccines are as effective as advertised. Michigan Department of Human Services, for the month of September, these are their statistics. 18% of the deaths were fully vaccinated.
Right.
21% of the hospitalizations were fully vaccinated. So it's not 99%.
So 82% of the deaths were non-vaccinated.
That's correct.
So the vast majority of people dying didn't get a vaccine.
Yeah, but that's correct.
Okay.
But
well, that you know what? And I don't
number.
I want to hear what you say, but I want to respond to that. I don't know about you. That's good enough for me. But go ahead.
But I'm not vaccinated.
Right, I understand that, but 82, the vast majority of people in Michigan, in the study you're citing, who are dying, are unvaccinated. How's that not pretty important?
No, but you keep using the 99%.
All right, I'll say 82. Fine, in Michigan it's 82. I'll take 82, wouldn't you? You had an 82% chance of living versus 18, a winding up on a ventilator and dying an agonizing death. Don't you want to play the numbers?
You also have to look at the characteristics of who those individuals are.
True enough. Absolutely. Thank you, sir. There's always a qualifier, and I get it. I'm sure a lot of the people that are dying had other... Listen, I ain't taking a chance. I'm going to do everything I can not to roll the dice, and you wait and see. I'll walk out of here and get hit by a meteor, and it'll be all over for me anyway. But we got another hour to go at least. Stick around.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.